It's the Bulletin on Bras. I'm joined again by Lisa Bradshaw, Editor-in-Chief of Flanders Today. Lisa, a year-long celebration of a great Flemish artist. Tell us about this.
That's right. This year is the 450th anniversary of the death of Pieter Bruegel the Elder. Pieter Bruegel was the leading master of the Flemish and Dutch Renaissance of painting. And not much is known about the details of his life in the 16th century, but it is known that he was born in what is now the Netherlands, and he lived approximately the last half of his life in Antwerp and Brussels. He died in Brussels, in fact. That's where he's buried. So Flanders and Brussels art and tourist communities have named 2019 the Year of Bruegel.
So what was special about him? How has his work stood the test of time then?
Right. So Bruegel was a pioneer in landscape painting. He was really influential, in fact, in introducing this genre of painting. And he was also one of the first to kind of abandon religious iconography in his work in favor of creating paintings that centered on the common people and their own folklore. So he's very famous for recreating scenes out of tales and legends and folklore in the Low Countries, which is one of the reasons that he's so popular. He was able to kind of bring more people into the world of painting in his time and beyond. He's a popular painter now because he appeals to people who might not necessarily go and look at a painter from the Flemish Renaissance. And one of his specialities was to create vast scenes with dozens or like hundreds of figures in them. And these figures are really quite small. You know, they're like 2 or 3 inches high when you look at them, but they are incredibly detailed. And he also created kind of nightmarish scenes along the lines of Hieronymus Bosch, allegories of good and evil, and they're peppered with these little monsters and devils doing really hideous things. And they're also highly detailed and just fascinating to look at. So you can look at a Bruegel painting for a very long time and continue to see something new all the time.
Like a year, for example. So how are Flanders and Brussels going to be celebrating this?
So there are dozens of events planned, as you might have imagined, in both regions to celebrate Bruegel's life and work. But the cornerstone exhibition is Beyond Bruegel, which is spending the entire year at the Palais de la Dynastie on Mont des Arts. It's a very state-of-the-art show using 360-degree video technology to kind of envelop visitors in Bruegel's paintings. And it blows up the tiny details in his paintings to sort of giant size so that these little 3-inch figures actually tower above you. And you can see exactly how they look, which is really quite impossible to see in the actual paintings themselves. Bozer has a couple of exhibitions going on featuring Bruegel's contemporaries, and then there are other events scattered around Flanders, like the World of Bruegel in Bokrijk Open Air Museum, and an exhibition at Gaspeet Castle called Feast of Fools, and a Bruegel Walk, and a 16th century virtual reality experience at the Halle Gate. And so it's kind of endless.